Sunday the 24th of March 2019, 10:45 service. Sermon series, Doctor's Orders. Sermon title, Who Can Stand? Bible reading, Luke chapter 11, verses 14 to 23. Talk by Reverend Kika Nduku.
The reading this morning comes from Luke 11, verses 14 to 23. Jesus and Beelzebub. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. When the demon left, the man who had been mute spoke, and the crowd were amazed. But some of them said, "By Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he is driving out demons." Others tested him by asking for a sign from heaven. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Any kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and a house divided against itself will fall. If Satan is divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? I say this because you claim that I drive out demons by Beelzebub. Now, if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your followers drive them out? So then they will be your judges. But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up the spoils. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters." This is the word of the Lord.
Who can stand? Gracious Lord, we ask you that you open your word to us, that it will be a balm to our hearts, that it will be a light to our hearts. Speak through me, Almighty God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who can stand? Let me tell you one story. This man had a little boy and a donkey. He climbed on the donkey and was going on the street. Some people started talking. "This old man, you are wicked. How can you let a little boy to be walking while on top of the donkey?" He respected that and jumped down and took the boy on top of the donkey. As they were walking, people started talking, "This boy, he don't have respect. How can your dad be walking just on top of the donkey?" He took the boy down again and said, "Okay, let's go without even climbing anywhere." They were just going, and people started saying, "How can you have a donkey? You are walking without being on top of the donkey." Who can stand? The power of Jesus Christ is the only power that cannot tolerate anybody that can stand. It was not anybody. It was a force. People tried to get the children of God off their track. But remember, before you stand, a child, before you stand, you learn how to walk and you learn how to run. But if you don't learn all those things, even the air can blow off your balance. Nobody stood against God when he created Adam and Eve. Nobody stood against God when he told Abraham, "You will be the father of the whole world." Nobody stood against God when he led the people of Israelites from the Egyptian to the promised land. Who can stand? On the Red Sea, he opened that big sea and they walked through that. Who can stand? Have you asked yourself this question? What is standing against you? What is standing against the church? Remember that the only thing, the highest weapon in this world is our tongue. Jesus Christ came into the world and he started his miracle. He started growing into a good man, preaching the word of God. We all know at this time of the season, he is moving from one place to another, performing his miracle. But you know what? They knew his power, that they cannot stand against him. These Pharisees, they started murmuring, trying to find a way to pin him. They knew the miracle was real. Luke was talking about somebody who is dumb, who is mute. He's talking about somebody who cannot speak. But in Matthew, another area, they said the person is not actually, he cannot talk, he cannot hear. What is keeping you not to talk? And what is keeping you not to hear? Each time we come here, we talk about the gospel. We talk about the love of Christ. What is closing your ear? At this season, I say that Jesus Christ is walking from one place to another performing a miracle. Maybe today is your own miracle time. What is standing against that? Because Jesus Christ loved you and he loved everyone. Because God himself sent his only begotten son that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. What is that bridge? What is bridging you from having that close relationship with God? Is it gossip? Have you said something awful to somebody? I have to tell you this. If there is no sin, there won't be anything like Christianity. There won't be anything like religion. If everybody's righteous, you don't need to come to church. I feel often when I go out and see people saying, people that come to church are righteous. None is righteous except our Lord Jesus Christ. We are here just to come and ask for forgiveness of sin and also to ask for the blessing of God Almighty to be upon us. And if you think that you are coming inside the church because you are righteous, no. I have to be frank with you. When I heard about the children talking about something yesterday, I said, oh God, how can I help? Something that I have never thought before. And what the boy was trying to do, to plant that awful idea into the group. I don't want to say what they say here, because if I say it might be, I'm trying to give you that idea. You see, little children, you thought they don't know anything. Their wisdom, their brain can work faster than yours. And you think that the computer is meant for you now, they are meant for the children. As it works, so as their brain works. You may be thinking that they don't know anything. But hide yourself a little back and see them discussing. Who is the fault? Who is at fault? Is it the children or the parents? Who are the parents? We standing here and sitting down here and praising God. And we are filled with the Holy Spirit. And as soon as we go out of this area, we say, Holy Spirit, go back to where you come from. I go home like that. But it's not the way God wants us to be. Who can stand against you and God? Who can stand against you running that race and getting, well done, my daughter, or well done, my son? They blame him that he cast demon by the power of one demonic name called Beelzebub. Even if you pray for somebody and the person is healed, they say it's magic. You don't blame anybody, because that's what is going on in the world now. People are looking for a place where they can have that miracle instantly. And that is the reason why we do not know that Jesus Christ What he left for us is still in existence. We still have the power of God moving around. But what is standing between you and that power of God? He gave us an analogy about the light. If you are not with Jesus Christ, you are against him. This is the church of God. If you are not with St. Charles, you are against St. Charles. We're talking about the gift day. What is gift day? It's giving back what God has given to you. It's not giving everything, but at least to be reasonable. If you have a problem in your house, you sort it out. But if you have a problem in your God's house, are you going to let it to be like that? You give a little bit of what you have to God, and you receive more than what you have given. That is the gift they were talking about. What is stopping you? Who can stand? What is standing? Is it about your finance? Is it about your mortgage? Is it about your children? Is it about your neighbor? What is stopping you from knowing that your neighbor? What is standing in between you and your neighbor? I went to a church and I asked them, do you know the name of your neighbor? Some of them said, no, I haven't been there before. Have you helped your neighbor before? No, we don't even talk. Do you come to church every time? Yes, I always come to church. What is the essence of coming to church? You don't know your neighbor. You have never had any help before. It's awful to think about people being together. You don't know the name of the neighbor. You don't even talk to them. They're awful. I don't want to be now. He says, let that light be upon you. The light comes from the eyes. And it radiates into your body. That's what the Bible says. It's just the light. It goes into you and it shines upon your body. But if you do not have that sight, if you don't have that light in your life, everywhere is dark. He says, let your light shine before men, that they may see and give God, who is in heaven, glory. We are all children of God. We are loved. Because of the love of God, he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. What is going on in the world now? Is it a religious battle? Is it a political battle? Is it family battle? Who can stand in the power of God? As you are going out from this area, ask yourself, who can stand against me and the blessings of God? If you do not give out, you don't receive. You can't close your hands and you want to receive. You must have to let go before you receive. That you have in your mind for a long time, can you let go to receive the blessings of God? How do you talk to people around you? How do you want people to know you? How do you want people to just, yeah, he is or she is a good Christian. Let me tell you something. The acrimony you have in your heart for a long time, maybe today you have to let go. Let us start from forgiveness. Forgive one another. If you do not forgive, our Father in heaven, how do you think he's going to forgive you? Keep your heart open and let go. And get in the blessings of God in you. I'm telling you this time, Jesus Christ is going around doing good. Will he come to you? Maybe when he comes to your life, he cannot see any space to bless you. Because your heart is being full of, I don't like this person. What about this? I don't like him. I don't like her. Let me tell you something. When you release your conscience, that's the time you can breathe. If I'm having a quarrel with you, and the other person don't even know that we are quarreling, immediately I see that person, my mind will jump up and I'll start thinking bad. But that person has freely allowed everything to go. You see that person walking around and being lively. Do not carry what you have in your heart and expect God to bless you. You need to let go. You need to allow the light of God to shine in your heart. Because if you cannot see the light of God through your eyes into your heart, you will be in darkness. Jesus Christ healed that man that couldn't speak, couldn't hear. Because he had a space in his heart to receive the blessing of God. If you open our hearts, you see with microscope, you see that our heart cannot have anywhere to accommodate anything again. Because you get lie on the bed, you think about awful things. Covering your heart with things. But Jesus Christ today is saying to you, be with him. If you are not with him, you are against him. And let your eyes be the light that will shine into your heart. And he's opening your mouth to speak the word of God. Love God. Love one another. That is why we come here. Anything more than that is not. And with the love of God, he said he will not leave you nor forsake you. I don't know, Mark, if you can come, let's demonstrate something. It's very simple. Mark, come. I know you're a strong man. Come, let's do something. And you can say he's wearing his trust suit so he can lift me up. I'm trying to demonstrate the love of Christ in each and every one of us. I only know the meaning of one finger we have. This is the wedding finger. It's the love finger, isn't it? And I'm going to represent Jesus Christ here. Mark, if you put your hand, just... Two of them. You can follow us if you want to do that. I know. Vika is... If you go to gym, just do it. The one, two will be bent, and this, the wedding one will be together, and the last one will be together. Say it like this. This one will be here. Then you try to do this one. These are the people around you. They can fear you. They can let you go at any time. And you do not trust them. But I don't mean you shouldn't trust them. This is the kind of family. They can let you go. You see, this government and everybody, they can let you go. But try to put your hands together and take off this wedding one. Try. They're going to be together. If you don't get it together, you're not going to get it. Pull it out. Can you?
No.
Try. More. You can't. That is the love of God. He said he would not let you go. His love is over us. His banner over us. Will you let him come to you? Will you let him be in your life? I'm not going to let myself not getting that blessing of God from him. Today, God is asking you, who can stand between him and you? Is it about your feeling hatred? Is it about gossip? Love one another and love God. If I will call back the worship group. This is a song that I felt, I've been singing it since the Lent course. You can sit, you can stand, and let it be a prayer in your heart. If you can sing this song, let it be a prayer in your heart. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word this day. Thank you for your love. Do not pass us by. In touching people and healing them and opening the eyes and mouth of people to see your love. be with us this day, Almighty God, and make us to know you more and to love you more and to love one another in humility, in sincerity, and in simplicity. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And we're going to have our offertory song.